Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Joker is out in theaters.
Arthur, I have some bad news for you. This is the last time we'll be meeting.
You don't listen, do you? You just ask the same questions every week. How's your job? Are you having any negative thoughts? All I have are negative thoughts.
We went to it last night at the new Landmark Cinemas, which we'll talk about in a bit, but what'd you think?
There's not that he's totally like his character, but there's enough of Joaquin Phoenix in that character. Like, he's an awkward dude. Like, right. I don't think it was such a stretch to act the way he did in that show.
Yeah. Like, I don't think Joaquin's that violent.
But he's wacky. Yeah. He's a wacky dude.
Yeah. This is nothing like any comic movie you've seen.
Dark.
It's super dark. You will leave depressed. It's not an uplifting movie.
No, you should watch it on a Friday or a Saturday night when you don't have to work the next
it's
day.
It's not. You can't sleep after watching it.
Not right away.
It's disturbing. Yeah. It is. It's a very dark and disturbing movie. There are some scenes in it where I was just like, oh my. Like, I was actually. You know what it reminded me of? There were like hints of Natural Born Killers to it. I don't know if you remember that movie.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
But just hints of just like that. All of a sudden, boom, shocking
you
moment.
Know,
and a lull. There were lots of lulls. But that lull was necessary. I don't want to give anything away, but you don't know why that lull is there until it gets to kind of near the end. Then you go, oh, I get it.
It's funny because in the trailer, when we watched the trailer, because you've seen it if you went to other movies,
yeah.
You kind of, because we even talked about this, like, you feel bad for the guy. Like, I kind of feel bad for Joker, you know? And then I watched the movie, I'm like, I don't feel bad for Joker.
See, and I still kind of do.
But I do know this.
Everybody walked out of it thinking differently, too. Like, there it was, and that's the thing about Joker. Not a clear-cut winner. Like, there were some people that walked out of the movie last night because they were... I'll admit, it starts slow, you know?
He's a talented dude, though.
Oh, Joaquin Phoenix. If he doesn't win an Oscar for this,
something for that, yeah.
Nobody should win an Oscar.
He acted half of the scenes by himself.
The whole movie, it's all him?
Yeah.
Is there one scene he's not in?
Well, he's in every scene, but what I mean... Yeah, I think he's in every scene, but what I mean is there's a lot of scenes where it's just him by himself.
No, I know.
Talking to a chair.
Or not talking at all.
Yeah.
Like, it's just... Honestly, you guys, it is worth it. I think, like, for me, one of the best movies I've seen in the last 10 years. But don't take your kids. This is not a kid's movie.
No, that's why it's rated 14A.
Right, but don't take a 14-year-old. Like, I'm like, it is, and there are a couple of people I've talked to in the building that went and saw it.
Yeah.
It is messed up, and it will have you feeling messed up for a good hour after the movie.
Once again, don't go unless it's a Friday or Saturday, in my opinion.
You go whenever you want.
Well,
I don't know what your schedule is.
You don't have to work the next day.
Yeah, I didn't get to sleep till like 12:30 last night because of that movie. Anyway.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
As you know, I come in here this morning, every morning, and I flip through the headlines, and I look for the big news stories.
Mm-hmm.
I went to several different sites this morning, and I saw this as one of the leads. Rihanna follows Jagmeet Singh on Instagram.
When do we become American politics?
But even then, we're not American politics. In Canada, can we just stop celebrating this minute BS? Like, that doesn't... You realize that doesn't matter at all. Like, zero.
What matters more to me is how he handled that racist in Quebec the other day.
Well, yeah, that's fine, but I'm just saying, as Canadians,
yeah,
can we just focus on the things that matter. Yeah, you're right. Like his reaction.
Like
to
how
that
he
guy.
Handled that. He showed me leadership there.
Right, but it's not even. It just seems so small town and hokey. Like, are we? I don't know about you, but I'm kind of tired of being looked at like that. Like, I know we should be proud of being Canadian and we should celebrate Canadians, mm-hmm. but we should not be shocked or amazed that Canadians are getting admiration.
I know,
and we always are.
Rihanna likes one of our people. Wow.
Rihanna followed somebody from Canada. Give me a break.
I'm just happy Americans don't know much about Canada because they'd move here. I told the guy in Arizona that. He's asked me about Canada. I said, you know what, just honestly, he's taking us around on a hike. I said, honestly, I'm just glad you guys don't know much about this Canada or care to know. I said, because if you knew, you'd live there. Yeah, we have cold weather in some places, but it's a great country. But you're right. Like, we're like, oh my God, they're paying attention
to us. But Jagmeet Singh has 250,000 followers on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is a pop star from, like, the Caribbean.
Yeah, who hasn't done anything in a while.
Right. What's this matter? Yeah. I'm sure if you go through his followers, he probably has other way more influential people that are on his list.
Maybe she's...
Maybe the Prime Minister of Canada.
Maybe she's following him to get some people following her again.
Maybe here's what she's going to do. She's going to do what every Instagram... what all the influencers do. And they do it locally, too. There's a couple people here locally that do it. They follow you. You follow them back.
And then they just
and then they then they unfollow you.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what she's doing. Yeah. And now she's probably got 250,000 extra followers because of this.
I am serious. She's probably stoking it up for herself. Yeah.
Anyway, stop it. Stop celebrating anything to do with followers.
I can't
on
wait till
media.
October 22nd.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
It's today's World Smile Day.
Mm-hmm.
So smiling is contagious, they say.
Mm-hmm.
Can make you feel better.
It can reduce Joker comes.
It can reduce blood pressure. It might help you get promoted at work, they say. And say cheeks instead of cheese when someone takes your picture. You're supposed to say cheeks instead of cheese. I'm just saying, helping you out.
Are you a smiler? I'm not a smiler.
Yeah, I like smiling.
Yeah, I'm a grumpy.
Yeah, I know you're grumpy.
I have the male version of resting bitch face. I do. Some people say, you always look like a grump. I'm like, I actually don't feel grumpy. It's just the way
I
look.
Anyway, think about
sometimes.
That. Think of cheeks, cheese. Cheeks, see? Cheeks look like the Joker a little bit more when you smile. Anyway,
stupid.
Ties into this. This is not stupid.
Huh.
It's no coincidence that World Smile Day is on National Taco Day.
Oh, that just makes sense.
Now, do you prefer tacos or burritos?
Oh, I love tacos.
Yeah, you like tacos?
Tacos are so good.
What's your favorite filling inside the taco?
Beef?
Yeah, I like beef. You're a beef guy. I'm a beef guy, too. Hard or soft?
If anybody says fish tacos, get the hell out of here.
I like fish tacos,
you're
but
disgusting.
That's not my favorite. Hard taco or soft taco?
A hard taco.
I like hard tacos, too.
I like the crunch, you know? Now, they're a mess, but that's
now, fine. I'm going to ask you this one. How many tacos do you eat a month, roughly? Well, first of all, would you consider yourself...
You know what we eat at home a lot?
What's that?
We eat taco salad.
Yeah, I like that, too. I really do like that. So they say the average... hard taco fan eats 7.3 of them a month.
0.3.
Well, when you get yeah. Well, maybe you can't finish it. When you get tacos, like if you go to the taco time or whatever, how many tacos do you get? How many hard tacos?
Well, you can't just get one. You gotta get two or three.
Yeah, I'd say three.
Yeah.
Depending how big they are. Three.
Right, yeah.
Now, here's the big question I wanted to ask you, my friend.
Mm.
What goes better with tacos? A beer or margaritas?
Beer. Corona.
Most
a Corona or a Sol?
Most people said margaritas.
No. Margarita. No, come on.
See, there you have the resting bitch face.
If I'm in Mexico, I'll have a margarita.
Yeah, tequila and tacos are good.
Well, yeah, that's a margarita. But come on.
No, straight tequila, I mean.
Yeah, straight tequila goes well with everything.
I had
especially
a lot of
regrets.
Straight tequila, and then you snuck to the taco bar and didn't tell me.
No, no, I did not. Okay.
You snuck there.
We need to settle this. So we're in Mexico.
Yeah.
And I didn't sneak to the bar at the taco bar.
Yeah,
shut up. I snuck to the bar. I carried you.
No, but you went
you
there
You were
first.
Hammered on tequila.
Yeah.
And I literally carried you to the taco bar
uh-huh.
where I went and got tacos, brought them back to the table, went to go get you a water because you were so hammered, and came back and you were eating my tacos.
I ate everybody's taco.
I know you did.
I crushed
so where do you get the idea that I snuck off?
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Yeah, 14 years ago on this day, this album was released.
That's all well and good, but Donald Trump and Nickelback are fighting.
Wow.
A couple of days ago, you may remember Donald Trump kind of went off the deep end on Twitter because of this whole impeachment process, and he posted a meme, the Nickelback meme of Chad Kroeger holding the photograph up, right? Remember that?
Yeah.
And it had a picture of Joe Biden and his son with some Ukrainian oil execs. Basically, alluding, look at this photograph. There's corruption there.
Yeah.
Nickelback went after Trump yesterday, and they said, no, you're not using our music. So they went after him for copyright laws, and he had to remove the post. So finally, somebody gets Trump to remove a post from Twitter.
And who knew it would be Nickelback? You know, what's a bigger threat to the U.S., Kim Jong-un or Chad
Nickelback?
Chad Kroeger.
I don't know. Who's he more afraid of, Chad Kroeger or
Kim
Jong-un?
That's funny. That's funny. In the social media war, Nickelback won.
He goes after all of these people, but Nickelback was the only one with a leg to stand
Maybe
on.
This is the way to make Nickelback popular again. This might get Nickelback in the good graces.
There's about 60% of Americans that would probably appreciate Nickelback right now.
You know what? It's funny because I don't get it. I don't get the Nickelback dislike. Like, I've always liked them. Maybe this gets them back. Like, kind of like Rihanna with Jagmeet Singh. Maybe this is the other way around, right?
Right.
I mean, they didn't start it.
Yeah.
But I'm glad they weighed in.
If Nickelback could only, write a hit now. By the way, 14
years. They've never written
14
it.
Years. Did you say 14 years, All the Right Reasons came out?
2005.
That was, I'll say this, there were some really great songs on that album.
There was some really good songs,
Big hits, big songs. But it was also back when Chad Kroeger had Itchy Band hair. Remember that?
Yeah.
His hair looked like Itchy Band noodles.
Yeah.
And then he cut it right after that, and then they started playing country music.
They're not the first band to sell out.
No, I'm not saying they sold out. I'm just saying that that's what they did.
They wanted to make money.
And they weren't making money with that?
I know, but I'm...
Howie, remind me, didn't stack a little bit of cheds?
Yeah, not as much as this, though,
didn't
I don't
line
think.
Their bank accounts, line
well,
their pockets a little bit?
They did a pretty good job, yeah.
Anyway, they're tired of making money, and they're getting into politics, so... Chad Kroeger for Prime Minister. How about that?
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Yeah, so the Grey Cup prices were revealed, and I think the top ticket's $450. Now, that's not for...
$475.
That's not for all the tickets. There's some cheaper ones. But I'm with you, and we're both fans of the CFL. We both want this league to survive and do well, and because we got a fancy new stadium here, and we're big Ryder fans. You're wearing your Ryder gear, and I am too today. Mm-hmm. But let's be honest here. $475 to watch a football game in sub-zero temperatures. I went to Libel Field yesterday to watch my son play with the Riffle Royals for $7, and it's my own flesh and blood.
Yeah.
And by 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, I was ready to go home. I had blankets and everything. It was only 5 degrees. Now, call me weak, whatever. But $475 is way too much money, and this league is starting to price itself out of reality, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pricey thing to go to a game now, and that's just a reality. And I mean, we might have people come after us for saying that, but that's just the truth. I mean, when you're paying 50 some bucks a ticket to go to the game, and this is regular season, 50 some bucks a ticket to go to the game. Say you've got a family of four, so you're already over $200. You're probably going to eat something.
We
got
to bring some snacks in there, yeah.
It's going to be a $250.
Oh, easy,
night out,
easy, easy. Probably
and that's,
closer that, to 300.
And that's if you live locally. If you're driving in, you got to factor fuel in. I mean, it's getting crazy, and the fact that they come out with a $475 price point. Now, keep in mind, that is prime seating. That's right along the 50-yard line.
You shouldn't be paying any more than $250 a ticket for the Grey Cup. I could buy that they charge $250, $275, like $200 cheaper for your primetime game. Because if you happen to get a Keith Urban at halftime like they're doing in Calgary, you get a star, you get to watch him for two songs, whether it's live or lip-synced, whatever, he's there. Yeah. So you get a mini concert, and you get the game. But $475 is ridiculous. And especially, I think, I'm not speaking of the Riders, this would be a league initiative. You are really taking for granted Rough Rider Nation, that they're always going to save the league. The best ratings, the best, they're going to travel, they're going to do this. Tell you what, and when we were awarded the Grey Cup, I was in the room, and people were really excited, and they should be. It's great to host it. It's great for the economy, but we're not guaranteed to be in it. And I think people think, because we won the last time we had it, we're guaranteed to be in it. Mm-hmm. We're not.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.